With two huge secrets, Freya Lahl is the exact opposite of the open book she always considered herself to be. She stares at the laptop on the counter of her aunt's bookshop, Books and Brambles. The blinking cursor at the end of the page mocks her. Grimly, she rereads her words until she has no choice but to come to the conclusion that she is, in fact, a one-hit wonder who will never be published again. She holds down the delete key until every single awful word is obliterated. The pinching band of tightness around her chest eases the moment the Word doc is blank again. Yesterday's words are gone, and she already can't remember what they said. It feels like Freya's chased away a boogeyman, one that's been Frankensteined together with ugly words stitched into unflattering sentences. The more she thinks about it, not only does her imposter syndrome become more plausible, it becomes more obvious. Her first book deal, when she was a teenage wunderkind, was obviously a fluke. How the hell is she supposed to turn in a first draft of her second book to her publisher when she can't even write two paragraphs before a self-doubt creeps in? She's been keeping her lack of progress a secret from everyone for so long that the only thing that will help her now is to... No. That's secret number two, and she swore that she was cutting back. After throwing her long brown hair into a high ponytail, she shoves her oversized electric blue plastic-framed glasses up her nose and holds back a groan. The only thing she has going for her right now is the fact that absolutely no one in Books and Brambles knows that the 23-year-old girl slumped next to the register is in the throes of an existential crisis. The indie bookshop is a few minutes away from its 9 a.m. opening, and two other employees are putting the finishing touches on the themed window display. Freya can catch snippets of conversation regaling all the gory details of her co-workers' terrible Tinder dates drifting down the aisle, too quiet and far away for her to take part in, even if she were dating right now, which she isn't, and even if she wanted to, which she doesn't. Are we sure these should be here? Cliff's voice is strained, like he's lifting a tall stack of books. With a confidence far greater than her few weeks of working here, Emma authoritatively replies, If Story left them up here, then yeah. Left window is for summer swoons, and right window is for summer slashers.
I know that.
Cliff's words are punctuated with a solid thump that Freya can only imagine as him setting down the books until the confusion is cleared up.
I meant, are we sure, because it's an old title.
That can't be right. Let me see that. Oh, just put them there.
Should we double check with Story?
You mean Freya's aunt? Of course not, Emma snorts. Didn't the name on the cover ring a bell?